the only reason Joe asked Frank and I is because right now he is representing the town and he got hired by the board. If you guys want to hire him separately.
Well, that was our intent. We had no intentions of messing with anything other than.
I don't know. If you guys have authority to hire, great, go hire him. As far as I'm concerned.
We got the money in the budget. I think it's a quick question. I don't think it'll cost more than $300. We just want to get it done so we can get the answer, so we can proceed with our warning of the hearing for the zoning. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to execute your own agreement with them.
Yeah.
But I don't know if the Planning Commission has authority to do it or not. I really don't.
Well, I guess the authority is from the statutes, and it just says that we can retain staff. So I guess the money's in the budget. Certainly the money comes from your funds that you hold in the budget item. And we do have the $300 there,
yeah,
and $3,500 for next year. So I guess if the listers hire, can the listers hire an attorney? Can the ZBA hire an attorney? Or do you have to approve all of them?
Generally, the board, because when it comes to legal matters, it's the select board that hires attorneys. That's my understanding. But I could be wrong.
Is the Planning Commission voted on or appointed?
They're appointed.
They're what?
Appointed.
They're appointed.
So they don't have any authority then without the selectmen approving it. Right?
Alderman?
Isn't that a question that Cindy could answer as your assistant, calling VLTC and see if they have the authority or not? Which can then send it.
Yeah.
Well, whether we have the authority or not, I guess if the statute is incorrect, then we don't. But so maybe I guess.
Well, maybe for tonight we should approve it.
Why don't we just approve it?
Maybe
we
have the authority to do it or not. So at least you're covered.
Yep.
Yeah. So I move that we expand Stitzel Page's scope of engagement to include this latest request from the Planning Commission unfortunately. Computer is dying, that we expand their scope of engagement to include engaging with the Planning Commission on the questions they need answered.
Second.
All those in favor?
I actually have a question for part of the discussion. Karen is also using Joe, and what? Where does that fall?
Yeah, actually,
sort of bigger, that expands it out to what?
And that's what I was driving at is Joe's getting pinged for a lot of stuff.
Right. So Karen is, I guess, is the floodplain question.
Floodplain permit. Previously, it was the hemp permit application.
Right. So I guess the question is, maybe we should make this a little more inclusive if we decide, because Karen, I'm not sure if Karen has authority to retain counsel also. Yeah. So maybe we should expand this so that Karen can utilize it too. Because I thought that's what you were driving at the beginning was that he's getting requests from multiple places.
That's right.
And I think he's maybe getting a little confused about, you know, what basket or what project he's working on at the time.
Yeah.
And I don't object to that. I think it's good because I like continuity. I mean, if you have three different attorneys working on three different things, sometimes those things overlap. And so I would be in favor of approving maybe as an amendment.
I'm going to withdraw my motion, and I'm going to propose a new motion. And I'm going to move that the board expand Stitzel Page's scope of engagement to include zoning, planning and zoning, and land use matters on behalf of the town. And that will constrain it a bit.
Okay. Does that cover Karen then? Is that
it does.
That? Okay. I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Close?
No.
Thank you.
All right.
Before we get to job descriptions, I would like to discuss the Dunn property. And it's been brought to my attention that we need to get her payments back to her. And I got an email from Karen Hewitt, and everything past what it cost us to keep those properties and the money for the lawyers and everything goes back to Joan Dunn. And I have asked Ellen as to what the attorneys and whatever costs, and she has not gotten back to me yet. I think...
I thought I sent you an email about that.
You weren't sure about the taxes, right?
I wasn't sure that the town was allowed to try and collect any taxes when it owned the property itself. And then there's the 6 months from the 1st of January this year until June, the end of the fiscal year, when there is no tax bill prepared for that property. So I'm assuming that until new tax bills are prepared, there's nothing beyond the $250 for the legal for the closing and, what, $70 or something, $170 that I sent you as the advertising fees for the tax sale. I thought that was all the town had incurred in the period of time that they owned it.
We cannot, it says here that we, from what Karen sent, we cannot recover the lost taxes while we were holding the property. And so you're right. And so I guess we need, let me see if I can find Ellen's Dunn property. The town owned the property from December 2018. We didn't insure it. We didn't put in any maintenance repairs. She has the advertising of 9348 and 8092 to the Herald. The town paid $250 at closing for legal fees. It did not get any tax income, nor could it bill for the 6 months from January to June when the property was owned by the Johnsons. So the tax sale of the day was $20,933. The income to the town was $34,850. So that would make, if we deleted those, would make $13,491.93 due Joan Dunn. And so I guess we need a motion to have Ellen cut a check for that amount. If you want, I can send you these emails, and we can do that at the next meeting, and you can look all these documents over. It's whatever you prefer.
I thought we were closer to $30,000 on our taxes and penalties and expenses. Because that's why we set $30,000 as our minimum. I'm just wondering. I need to look back and see what Karen, because Karen's the one who sort of gave us the number, and that's what I'm talking about.
According to the spreadsheet that you sent me, no, this was the one from Ellen. And it lists the taxes and the penalties from 2011 through 2015, August 2016, current December 2016, January and February of 2017, and that's when we bought it at $20,420. So, and then the opening bid amount was $20,933.67, which included issuance of extending warrant, recording levy and extending warrant, postage and notice to intent to sell, fee to publish the sale, attending and holding the sale, making a return, recording the return, collector's deed, postage for second first class letter sent, and legal assistance and lawyer's fees. And that was $20,933 according to this spreadsheet. We didn't maintain, insure, or protect the property during the time the town held it. Lost tax revenue, we can't collect that. Attorney's fees, costing of advertising, costing of real resale, final purchase price, excess amount to Dunn. And Ellen filled in those figures. And so that's what I have, and I think we should get it. You sent the thing to get it done. And I thought we had more into it than the $21,000.
I did too. Could we?
Let's defer that until the next meeting.
Because Karen gave us a much higher number, and I'll have to dig to see what that was.
This is Karen's attach. This let me send this to you.
John, it quit raining.
Are you sure?
I don't hear it.
The sun out yet?
No, but the moon might be.
This should give you all the documents, all of you. So let's defer that. So now we have job descriptions. That includes the road foreman job description, and I don't know whether you want to do the road commissioner job description at this point, and also the road worker job descriptions.
Road worker should be an easy one, right?
Excuse me?
I said the road crew worker one should be easy, right?
Yes, I... That was the only thing that really stood out in me.
So it's just a replace all instances of road commissioner with road foreman.
Yep.
So there we go. I move that we change the road crew worker's job description to replace all references of road commissioner and replace it with road foreman.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? We shall so change it. All right, now let's get to the road foreman job description. At the very least, we have to change his report directly to the road, to the select board rather than the road commissioner.
No disagreement there, I don't think.
So anything that's in there, we should change to indicate that he is going to, or she, that person is going to report to the select board. The select board will do evaluations.
I guess since we've been on the topic of evaluation, maybe we need to go back to the road crew worker too. Do we want to put in the actual job description, or do we want to change our personnel policy that will, have some recurring, whether it's quarterly or monthly, meet with the road foreman to review performance and provide input, and actually put that in the job description just so we keep ourselves honest and following the process?
I think quarterly reviews would be a real good thing.
Yeah.
If it just keeps everything, it doesn't get too far out of control.
Well, at least quarterly conversations.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
All right. So we want
to be clear that the road foreman is going to be the one that's doing the reviews of the employees down there, correct? We can't do that from up
that
here.
That is correct. I guess, so you're going to put quarterly evaluations?
Well,
Well, quarterly meetings, we're going to, are we still going to, you want quarterly evals or?
Well, I'm just going by this road, the road foreman job description. It lists evaluations, annual evaluations, detailing the performance of the road foreman. If you're going to do technical evaluations, you would want to change that to quarterly. If you're just going to have quarterly discussions, then in turn, then indeed, that shouldn't be changed. I'm asking. I'm not telling you.
So
I'm saying, what do you want that to
change it to annual written performance evaluations and
quarterly
verbal review? Or
well, actually, it should be written too, just to
write that. Well, yeah, I mean, something needs to be written down so that at least that there was.
Had a conversation, talked about that stuff. Yes. Right. So, quarterly reviews, they're not appraisals, they're just check ins, if you will.
So, how would you word that?
Which, in all honesty, should be happening on a daily basis. I mean,
it should. This is just sort of a minimum. So I would just add in there quarterly reviews to discuss performance, and make sure it's written as well, or documented, quarterly reviews.
So quarterly reviews, both verbal and documented.
Yeah, that way, as we were talking earlier,
with the select board,
it makes doing the annual review a lot easier. You don't have to start digging into the memory bank.
Anything else?
Well, one of the things I want to put on the table is I think I don't know how other board members would feel, but I think we need to have some published work plan. And you know, we all know that the work plan can fall apart in a moment's notice, though it's not written in stone. But I think especially now that we're not going to have a road commissioner, it'd be good for Jim to present some sort of, you know, plan as to what's going to get worked on and when, whether it's weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, whatever the right frequency is. Just some plan, like, really, it's just what Frank's been trying to do, is lay out priorities for, you know, for the highway crew and figure out some plan of attack on how to get those things done. I think it would be beneficial not just for the board to know what those things are, but also for the public. In fact, I would go as far to say that it wouldn't be a bad idea to have a plan published on the website, and we can certainly do that for Jim, but something that even the public can look at and say, oh, the crew's going to be working on this stuff. That's good to know. I don't know, something like that.
Well, it also has to be some top-down stuff. The board has to give him, for example, Rudd Grove and Caper Street, and there are things that he can't just wake up one morning and say, gee, I'm going to work on that. We know that those things can be done, so he needs a list of things that need to be done. I just forwarded everybody the thing that the culverts on Caper Street have got to be done before October, because the paperwork's due on June 30th, 2020. Mm-hmm. We can only be in the water till the middle of October. And so that means if we don't get it done by October, there's no time to do it next year before the due date. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we need to put that on the list, and then recognize whether or not he can't do it. We may have to hire that done.
Okay. I think we need to get some sort of written plan in place.
Yep, I agree.
To a certain degree, we're going to have that, because when he's reporting to us as the board, we're going to kind of, other than his, well, I'm going to grade this road today or something like that. I mean, we're going to have a sense every couple of weeks the direction that he's heading in because he's reporting to us.
So are you saying he should tell us and then we write it down?
Well, we're kind of going to approve that to a certain degree, right? I mean, we're going to be informed.
Right, but that's the other way. What I'm getting at, there are big picture things that we need to say.
No, I understand. Yes, yes.
And then what we can do is query and say, okay, how are you doing on this particular project?
Right.
And so we're giving him big chunk things. We're not telling him, go grade Caper Street today.
Right. You know, right.
We're not getting down into that. But he needs to know that we're expecting that these big projects got to get done, and if we can't, we're going to have to move on to do something else.
Right.
I.e. contractors or whatever. So that he knows. I mean, you've got to be fair to him to give him a big list of stuff.
Whether it's the culvert on Caper Street, you know, here's what's going to be done. It's going to be done by this date. Can you handle it? If it's a yes, then it's a matter of scheduling it, you know, between now and then. And we, you know, need to know ahead of time because it takes time to get a contractor. So if it's yes, I can do it in a month before it gets done, then no, then that's a problem. But,
right.
You know, so.
Because we have the Galaxy Hill culvert, that we have the culvert.
Right.
Well, I would think that I would personally like to see right now for us to give him the list of things that have to be done, yeah. And rather than have him do paperwork at the moment, just see how he comes. We've given him a pretty tall order. He's got to get Rudge Road done in less than 2 months. He's got to get the murals done if we're going to pave before we pave, so that they can pave over that. He knows that Howe Hill is coming along, and if you were going to put culverts in Howe Hill, you'd do it this year, not next, and then you'd get an RFP written this winter to do that project. And now we've got the grants up on Caper Street, so that if indeed he just does regular maintenance and gets those things done, his schedule is going to be pretty full. I don't think he's going to do much of anything anyway. So my suggestion would be to leave that requirement out for the moment and see how things go. And if indeed we determine that things aren't going as we had hoped, we can always ask for a more detailed description of how things are going. But I'd rather see him out working than doing paperwork, trying to give us some log as to what he's going to do for the next 4 days, and then have it get rained on, and then that's what I would prefer, but that's just me.
So I think this is where, and we haven't engaged Cindy in this way yet, but if I'm going back to our select board assistant job description, and I think there's some stuff in there already about helping out with highway paperwork. So that might be somewhere where Cindy could help Jimmy translate whatever his work plan is into something written that the board could have in front of it for just an idea.
I've offered my services to him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hold on. Sorry.
That's okay. As Scott just mentioned about putting something on the website about what the town is, one, it's a good idea, but two, I think it's more of a bad idea because, say you, like you said, everything can change in a moment's notice with all of this rain and everything, and if you're posting on the website, oh, we're going to work on this road, and something happens and you don't, that's opening a big can of worms and everybody is going to be complaining, well, how come you weren't on my road? And
I think
it would be a thing sort of like the Concord Listserv this winter with, you know, correspondence.
The listserv and the website, social media, whatever you want to do, is a great place for posting things. Hey, you know, next week we've got a culvert replacement. This road's going to be closed from, you know, 8 to 5 or whatever it might be. When you're having bigger things that actually is going to make issues difficult, yeah, it might pour that day. You might have to postpone it. and change the schedule.
Right, if that's all that's going on, it is the, you know, well, like you said, you know, today or tomorrow, so-and-so road is going to be closed. But if you're going to put on the weekly schedule of what Jimmy's supposed to be getting done, then
I hear you, Anna.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I hear you, Anna. I guess what I would say is, it's easy enough just to put a caveat in there and say, look, you know, this is subject to change due to reality. But I think there's plenty of people out there who might actually want to know, like, what's going to happen.
Can I make a comment? If you have your top priorities of Rudge Road, Caper Street, the Colwood on Cloudland, everybody understands that, the road foreman does, but if his job is grading culverts, mowing, taking a few trees down the road, the public's going to see pretty much soon that some of these things are getting done, and they're going to know. And the road foreman knows roads change day to day. Right. Over up there at Cloudland Road may have rivulets on it on that steep slope. So, you know, he's the one that knows. He did these roads for 15 years. He knows the areas that I just don't. I don't see where that's really going to help much.
Just leave him alone. Let him do his job. Don't give him a lot of bureaucracy.
It's not about bothering him. It's about. So I mean, I get people who call me. It's like, when's the road crew coming to do this road? I'm. I don't know.
Call Jimmy.
To call him.
But it would be a shorter path to getting an answer to that question.
I'll give you an example. I was told on Monday that they would be grading Cloudland Road on Wednesday. It turned out that the electrical people that wanted to put the road, the power under the road, was going to close Cloudland on Thursday. So plan B was they went and they did Allen Hill on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, because there wasn't much sense in trying to bring in material for Cloudland when the one end of the road was going to be closed. Okay? So all those people that you had told on Monday Cloudland was going to be graded probably wouldn't have been very happy. Those people on Allen Hill, they didn't know any better, but they were delighted that their bumps were gone. Why don't you wait and see how Jimmy does before you constrain him with all these extra things?
I'm not trying to.
Yes, you are.
I am not, Emily. You know, I really dislike it when you attribute an intent or a motive to me that is not there. It's not nice, Emily. You're not being nice. I'm not trying to constrain Jimmy. I'm trying. Look, we have talked ad nauseum on this board for 3 years at least about getting better at planning. We have. That's the truth. And all I'm saying is I'm not trying to burden Jimmy. I'm trying to improve and come up with ways that we ourselves had said we want to improve on. And yeah, I get it. Things change. Shit happens, right? Whatever. But Jesus, that's not a reason not to try and get a little planning in place. So please, don't attribute intent to me that's not there, Emily.
But isn't the planning, except for your major projects, grading, culverts, mowing, and trees, isn't that the plan?
Fine, yeah.
What else is it? That's the plan.
Right? Yeah, it's fine, but, you know, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to say, look, this is what we're going to try and do this week. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but... You know, I cut hay, and I'm not going to be cutting any hay now until probably end of July because it's rained. And so when it rained the other day and Art got on the grader, he did a wonderful job because he could get down and get the potholes because it was moist. If you try to grade it when it's hard as a rock, it isn't going to work. I mean, you know, you wake up in the morning and the weather is so dependent, it changes, and he gets down there and he'll make a decision that day. That's how it works in farming, and that's how it should work with the grading. If it's raining out, maybe you get in the truck and cut a few trees along the side of the road.
So basically we can't plan.
Well, no, those are the jobs that you're giving him to do. Let him do it.
Nobody's disputing that, John.
Well, and that's the plan. I'm full supportive of those issues. Those are the issues that are falling apart. He's a worker, he'll get them done. If he doesn't get them done...
John, nobody's disagreeing with you. He will... Look, this is not a question of whether Jimmy's going to get the job done. And this is not even a question about Jimmy. This is a question of...
What's the planning that I just... Other than what I just told you? What else can you plan?
Listen,
what is there else to talk about?
Okay, so let me try and paint a scenario. And I thought this was a great idea, right? So for the past while, Frank tried as best as he could to come up with work plans, things that the crew was going to try and do over a 2-week period. And I thought it was really good how Frank said he didn't try and manage every single detail of what they were going to try and do. There were other things that they just simply had to do. Mm-hmm. But there were certain priorities of what roads needed to get done in the next 2 weeks. That's pretty good. I think that's a great idea.
Who's going to know better what roads need to be done in the next 2 weeks? You or Jimmy? On the roads all the
time. Look, I'm not saying I'm the one who's deciding.
No, who's going to know? Jimmy's going to know what
roads. Right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So let me try and articulate, John, what I mean. What is wrong with Jimmy saying, hey, these are my priorities for the next 2 weeks. I'd like to get these things done. And then in the other times where I'm not doing these priorities, I'm going to go do these other things. I'm going to mow. I'm going to grade, whatever. What's wrong with actually saying that?
Anna?
Scott, I was not disagreeing with you planning. I was disagreeing with you about posting it on the website, and because you're just asking for another can of worms to be opened.
So I didn't.
Unless you have a road closing or some road washes out, you can plan all you want. That's between you guys and Jimmy.
So I wasn't stuck on posting it to the website.
So. I don't know where this conversation went. I was just supposed to be posting it on the damn computer.
That's fine. I'm not hung up on posting it on the website. The only thing I'm suggesting is that we get some rhythm, we get some habit going of saying, these 2 weeks, these are going to be our priorities. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right, but that should be between the board and Jimmy.
Exactly.
Not out there on the internet.
If he's going to come in every 2 weeks and touch base with us, and we're going to be overseeing him, it's not going to be a problem. It doesn't have to be a written report, and we don't have to ask for every 2 weeks or every month or whatever in this job description. We're getting off the point. If we're going to get the job description, we have to get on the job description. And I personally feel that we can verbally talk to Jimmy and find out what his plans are, and he doesn't need to report to us in a written scenario. Now, that's my personal opinion. And I think we should just decide whether we want that to happen or whether we want him to do a written thing every 2 weeks or whether, whatever we want, we need to move on and get this over with.
How about a compromise? How about Jimmy can work with Cindy and Cindy can write it up and then we can have it as a board? I mean, he's going to know it anyway, right?
Are we going to communicate with him on a biweekly basis?
Yes.
Then why don't we just do that and see if it works? And if you need a written scenario and that the communication doesn't work on a biweekly basis, then let's go for something else at a later date. No, listen, we've hired Jimmy to go out and do the job. We didn't hire him to do paperwork. We didn't hire him to make reports to us. We asked him to go out and do the job. We made him ask him, and with this job description, makes him report to the select board on a biweekly basis. And let's just see how it flies. And if that doesn't fly, then we can require more. I know for a fact, Jimmy just wants to work. He doesn't want to do paperwork. He doesn't want to be on the computer 4 hours a day. He wants to get up in the morning and go down there at 6 o'clock in the morning and work. And I think we should try it and see if things don't fly. And if that doesn't work, then we'll go to Plan B. And let's not hem him up with all kinds of paperwork that I'm guessing he'd rather just go out and get the job done.
So I just suggested that he not do the paperwork.
If he has to compliment, if he has to talk with Cindy and do the paperwork, it is the same.
Wait. Let me describe the scenario I'm trying to promote here. He comes to the select board meeting, right? Every 2 weeks, right? He's going to come, right, and talk to us, right?
That's the plan.
And in that meeting, he will tell us what he plans on doing, right?
Sure.
Or what we want to do.
Or what we want him to do. And all I'm saying is that either in the minutes or Cindy writes it down or something, somewhere we capture what that plan is.
Well, that's fine, but that isn't asking Jimmy to give us a report or having him sit down with Cindy.
You finally got to your point. It really did. It was a long ways there, but.
So if you want him to come to a meeting and it's in the minutes, that's fine. Don't make him do a separate report.
I just said he could go to Cindy. I mean,
you were a long way to getting there.
And aren't all these meetings recorded?
Sure.
If they don't disappear off the computer?
That is correct. So can we leave it out of the job description and Cindy will be doing it in a bi-weekly basis in the minutes?
Can we just say that it will do a bi-weekly plan? It doesn't have to be written. Do we have it in there?
That's up to the board.
I mean, he's going to do it anyway, right?
I think he's going to go out and work. He's going to get things
right,
done.
Right, but he still is going to have a plan. So all we're doing is describing reality.
I need a motion.
A motion for what?
To change the job description for this. We need to move on here. We need to get the job description done. There seems to be some kind of, not everyone is in agreement, so if we're going to change the job description from what it is, we need a motion to that effect. And then let the chips fall where they may.
All right, that's so all I will move that we, in the road foreman's job description, we replace all references of road commissioner with select board. Change number one. Change number two, wherever it's appropriate, I'm not sure, I guess it would be under, where's the reference for personnel evaluations? Is it in there?
It's under evaluations.
Second change is that we do quarterly documented reviews. Under the evaluation section, we do quarterly documented reviews, and then under the supervisory responsibilities that he developed a bi-weekly work plan.
The road commissioner's job description for this moment, because that's going to take more time and we don't have one at the moment anyway. Good, let's leave that one off. Thank God. Now, meeting wrap up, select board correspondence.
I've got one. Okay. Secretary of State spoke with Deputy Secretary of State a couple days ago, and Chris said that Jim Condos will be happy to come to Pomfret during the Transparency Tour, which will be this fall. Dates to be determined, but he said if we want Jim to come, or actually not Jim to come separately, but if we wanted, they have materials on different subjects that they'd be happy to provide us if we wanted the access to those materials. But Jim would come to Pomfret in the fall during the Transparency Tour. So he committed to coming that day.
So will that be for an evening meeting or a day?
I don't know whether it's evening or not. I'll find out.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll find out the time when it is. I don't know exactly.
Any other select board correspondence?
Yeah, I sent everybody that letter from the Stanwoods. I don't know if anybody's got a chance to review it. I sent it on.
I read it, and I still don't quite understand. Maybe you can clarify what is the problem exactly. What I'm not quite sure what they're complaining about or how we're going to fix it.
Well, that's why I think more than just I have to go there and chat with them. Apparently there's some consternation that water is running from the North Pomfret Church, Arneos, down across their driveway, and I guess it doesn't hit the culvert, and their solutions, they think that I think they were upset that the apron for Caper Street wasn't paved. And I tried to explain to them that storm drains in rural settings don't work anyway, but I told them that I felt that maybe the select board, some members, would be willing to come and hear them out. I spoke to the husband, Tim, but it appears that the wife is the one has the most concern about it. And so I'm not sure what they want, whether they want. They talk about a pipe or a culvert, which is no spot for that. Paving a swale up to their driveway or something. So it's something that if the board wishes, I mean, we got the letter, so it's just a matter of responding to it.
So if it were raining hard, we should go down and take a look, each of us.
Yeah.
And then we'd know exactly what their problem might be.
Maybe. I'm still not clear what their solution is. I have a sense that they want us to maybe dig out in the apron and make a swale and pave a swale so the water coming down will stay in the swale and go directly to the drain, perhaps.
So basically, we'll have to fix it when we pave again.
Okay.
I think we all should just take a, if it happens to be raining and we think of it, we ought to go down and take a look. It seems to rain every other day.
You can see the water running out of Hunter Alf's driveway and down, and some of it goes, makes it to the ditch if it stays in the wheel track ditch, and some of it misses and goes down north on Pomfret Road.
Any other correspondence? I did get a letter back from that Vermont 100, and I finally was able to reach her, and they're working on a traffic situation up by Edna Luce's, where Kevin has complained before that there's a bottleneck, and she hasn't returned anything or any insurance information. Review of assignments.
I'm talking to Jill from OCT about HR stuff. And job description. Right? Am I doing both? Can't remember. Or just one?
I think one was going to determine the other. I spoke with Jill, yeah.
Okay.
They were going to approve.
All right.
Agenda items for next meeting?
Can't think that far ahead.
All those in favor of adjourning?
Well, so moved. Can we get a moment?
Alan, are you leaving?
I was going to. Do you want me to stay?
Would you please put these two in the personnel files so that there in a secure location.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Is somebody going to call Jim O'Neill that Ben Brinkman called and get do the job?
Give that to Alan.
Scott, did
Joe,
you hear that?
Joe McLean.
Sorry,
sent. All right, sent. All right, told
you. Thanks.
Anything else before adjournment?
We're going to have to get a contract put together for Cloudland.
No, he called me, and I returned his call, and I explained that he had fallen through the cracks a little bit, and I apologized, and I said, can you get yourself a contract together? Well, yes, he agreed he could.
Okay.
And I said, so okay. Send it down, and if there's any problem with it, we'll look it over, and if there's any problem with it, we will get back to you. And
okay.
We wanted him to do the job. We had the money, and
okay.
We still wanted him to do the job, and he'd kind of fallen through the cracks with various things changing around here, and so he should be getting us a contract.
Super.
Which was, I figured that was the bottom line. It was easier for us. Was I wrong?
Did you get insurance information?
Theoretically, that should include there as well.
Okay. Because he sent it to Becky, who sent it to me, and I'm not sure if it got sent to anybody else. So I'll forward that email.
So you've got his insurance information. Okay.
Through Becky.
Alan, one more thing.
So I need a motion to adjourn. If unless you want to all say
one on the table. We have a motion.
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Good. Bring me that tape. I haven't had something yet.